Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Michigan state government has a new governor and many new faces in the legislature. Please be more truthful and transparent than the past administrations and legislatures about the more than $60 billion owed in debts and the net present value of unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Further, please be more active in addressing this massive financial crisis. The recent weakness in the stock markets is increasing this monetary burden. Every day that nothing is done, the catastrophe gets larger. Some small steps were taken by the previous governor to address the looming fiscal crash at both the state level and also the county, local government school district, and other local government entities. Because these steps were too timid, the amounts now owed are larger than in years past. I could not find these liabilities and the corresponding increases in expenses by the state government in the September 30, 2017 Statement of Net Position and Statement of Activities issued by the state of Michigan. You have to go all the way to page 91 of the state government's financial report for the 9 pages of footnotes discussing unfunded pension and retiree health care benefits and the unrealistic assumptions used to minimize the amounts reported. If you look at the comprehensive statement of net position of the state of Michigan as of 15 months ago, on page 31, the state allegedly has about $20 billion more in assets than it has in liabilities. But once you accurately subtract the more than $60 billion in net present value of unfunded liabilities for state government and school district employee pensions and retiree health care benefits, the truth is that the Michigan state government is insolvent and potentially bankrupt. As I have explained before, doing nothing will not resolve this financial crisis. Financial pain will impact almost everyone. Taxes will be hiked, promised employee and retiree benefits will be repudiated, and government functions will be cut back. Governor Whitmer and members of the legislature, when are you going to do something about this financial fiasco? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.